My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Big game coming up in the world of college football. The Oregon Ducks taking on Ohio State. It's going to be a fun one.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Nobody is saying anything about this game.
Nah, yeah, it's kind of flying under the radar here. College game day going to be here. NBC Sports going to be here. Mm. We talked to Noah Eagle yesterday. That was a fun conversation. If you missed it, play-by-play man for NBC, he joined us yesterday, and he'll be on the call on Saturday evening down here at Autzen Stadium. If you missed it, that's in the audio vault at 1080thefan.com or right there in the handy-dandy Odyssey app. But this game is you could parse through it so many different ways, because I think one of the more interesting things about this game is how we are at the midway point of the college football season, and we really don't know much about Oregon or Ohio State because of the schedules that they have played. I mean, as it stands right now, the best opponent that either one of these teams has played is Oregon in their win in week two against Boise State, where Oregon was still working through a lot of different things on their offensive line.
100%. And then Ohio State, who is their best win? Is it Marshall?
It's the best offense that they've played statistically.
So, you mean, Oregon has very clearly played the best team of the two teams. So it's just it almost feels like the, not that they played preseason, but like they've got their legs underneath them now, but it still very much feels like a very early season matchup for both these teams, because neither team has really been challenged all that much from a personnel standpoint. The Ducks obviously facing the biggest challenge with a one-score win over Boise State.
And when you have games like these and teams like these, and look, Oregon played Boise State, and that was a very tight game. And in the first half, the offensive line was still in flux. Second half, they changed that up, and they looked far more effective. But even Boise State, that offense that they played, which is the number three performing offense nationally in total yards, wildly one-dimensional. That is a one-dimensional team. The engine of Boise State is Ashton Jeanty. Mm-hmm. And so that isn't like a true telling of playing a team that is balanced on both sides of the football. And there, I will give one thing to Ohio State. They have played two really good defenses in back-to-back weeks in Michigan State and Iowa. And we do have one common opponent in Michigan State that, you know, they at least have played good defenses along the way. And UCLA's defense is not the problem. Their offense is an absolute train wreck at UCLA. But we don't know a whole heck of a lot about either one of these defenses. And when you look at it on paper, the numbers that Ohio State's defense is putting up are eye-popping, right?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they have only allowed one play of 30 yards or more all season long is crazy to think about. Think about, they have played five games this season and only one play has been popped on their defense. And oh, by the way, it didn't even go for a gain of 40 yards. They have zero plays against them that have gone 40 yards or more this season. And when you look at how many teams have been able to do that, there's only three nationally. They're the only one in the entire Power Five to have that distinction. That is pretty incredible, and Dan Lanning touched on that earlier this week in his Monday press conference.
They limit explosive plays, right? They do a great job of keeping the ball in front of them. They play really physical in the front. You know, they're able to stop the run. They're really sound and aggressive at times in coverage, but you know, they pitch a lot of different looks at you as well. But it starts, they eliminate explosive plays. They play really sound football. They have good overlap in their defense. They're able to change the picture up. They have, you know, really good D linemen, good edges, and then they're able to cover, you know, outside. So they create a lot of challenges there.
I think that is the thing when you look at this game, Danny, is that, I mean, we can talk till we're blue in the face about the opponents that Ohio State has faced. What they have done against them defensively is undeniable. They are really dang good at every level of that defense.
Yeah, I was just taking a look at where they stack up, right? And we are now at the point of the season where they're starting to play teams for the most part. Oregon and Ohio State obviously not being challenged in conference and really until this week. And Ohio State currently leads the nation in points allowed.
6.8 per game.
34 total points. Right behind them is Texas at 35. Now, we've seen Texas play some teams. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where we kind of, at least where I go, I've seen Texas play some teams, and their stats are almost identical to Ohio State's. Ohio State's at 230, Texas at 225 scored, 34 allowed versus 35. But if you take a look at what Ohio State has done, like to that point, their rush defense grades out as one of the best in the country. I mean, their ability to stop the ball on the ground and force you to put it up in the air is an interesting thing. And you take a look at kind of where Ohio State sits and what they're able to do to you is take away the things I think you really want to do. And it was, I think for Oregon, you got on track last weekend with Jordan James and getting those chunk plays and having those opportunities and getting more comfortable and getting that offensive line, you know, in tune and in sync because they've got a couple games together. That's the thing that I'm really interested in seeing, because coming into this season, this was the weakness for Ohio State was supposedly going to be on the offensive line. They were going to be great on the defensive line. Okay, so I think that's your contrast is Oregon coming into the season, while Oregon's offensive line was going to be very good. The injuries and inconsistencies early on kind of, okay, let's kind of see where things go. You've got two trench matchups between these teams that I think that each one has an advantage on the other side of the ball. And I think it's going to be really interesting just to see if or when and how great those matchups kind of show up. And I think that's going to be, you've got massive, massive, massive game breakers on both sides. I think Ohio State probably has the edge there with the absolute freaks on in the wide receiver core and in the running back room. But I think you've got some pushback from Oregon on both sides of the trenches that could end up being the thing that allows them to swing this.
And that is going to be the interesting part, and this is kind of the thing that you keep hearing from the Michigan State people that are kind of spouting out there. And you read it. Yeah, I actually heard Josh Pate on with Dirt and Sprague this morning. He said that he's had people from Michigan State say, in the trenches, Oregon was more physically dominant than Ohio State was. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a couple of factors that could be at play there. One, that Oregon does play a very physical brand of football, and especially on the offensive and defensive line. It also is... It may be seemingly more physical when you only have 6 days of rest, right? Mm-hmm. Because they were on a short week as well, playing Ohio State on a Saturday and then coming to Eugene and playing that game on a Friday. The reality, though, and to the point of what you were talking about with Ohio State's defense, I've seen people try to discredit what they do defensively because of the fact that they're blowing teams out, right? Mm-hmm. And people will immediately want to jump to, well, yeah, you can have a great rush defense if, you know, your teams are playing from behind. Last week, I looked just last week alone at the Michigan State game, or the Iowa game, mm-hmm. right? That team was trailing 7-0 at halftime, Iowa was.
Mm-hmm.
7-0. They had 18 yards rushing at half.
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
That wasn't like the dam broke, all we can do is throw the ball and whip the ball down around the field. No. They were in a game where it was 7-0, and Ohio State was putting the screws to them. I also, granted, it is Iowa. They are allergic to offense.
Yes.
But their running back was really damn good.
Yes.
They had been able to run the football.
And they do.
And they ended up, when they got behind after a 21-point third quarter from Ohio State, they ran the ball for almost 100 yards in the second half.
And we were talking about Iowa
from behind.
We were talking about Iowa. The team is like, you look at them, they are not a team that doesn't send NFL players or send players to the NFL on that offensive line. That is an offensive lineman factory. Like, so you're it's not like this team, it's not Illinois, it's not Purdue, it's Iowa. And yes, they're allergic to offense, but they're not allergic to having big, just monstrous maulers on that offensive line that can, you know, even if you put nine guys in the box, it can still get something done. And the other thing is, Ohio State, even if you're saying, oh, you know, the teams don't run on them because they're getting up, well, teams are trying to throw on them. They've got, according to PFF, they've got the 17th best coverage grade in the country. So if you're saying that, fine, their rush defense isn't good, well, fine. Then teams are trying to throw on them all game, and they're still locking them down.
Yeah, and Caleb Johnson, by the way, Iowa's running back, second leading rusher in the country, only to Ashton Jeanty.
Which you'd be hearing a lot about him if not for Ashton Jeanty having maybe the best running back season we've had in 40 years.
So, and in the back end, look, this defensive backfield is nuts. When you have Caleb Downs, Denzel Burke, and then Lathan Ransom is the other corner. So you go Burke and Ransom, and then you have Caleb Downs as one of your safeties. They are so good in coverage on the back end. Like, they got three NFL dudes in the back end. And then when you look up front, JT Tuimoloau, who five-star recruit from up in Washington. He's just right, Pacific Northwest guy, right? Tuimoloau is like the star, right? From a productivity standpoint, he really isn't this year. Because up front, they've got, Ty Hamilton, Tyleek Williams, and then Jack Sawyer. Their front four, they're all playing like NFL dudes right now.
Well, Sawyer's a complete lunatic.
He
looks like the Ohio State lunatic that they have every couple of years.
Dominant.
Oh, yeah. You're different.
So that defense is really damn good. And look, what it comes down to with Oregon is, all right, we've seen that defense play outstanding football. Right, the starting defense has not given up a touchdown since the Oregon State game, because the only touchdown they gave up against UCLA was an offensive touchdown. The only touchdown that Michigan State got was with the backups on the field. Oregon's defense is playing lights out too, and has been wildly effective over the last three games, especially where. But you look at what challenge did they get? They got a challenge from Boise State. And Boise State, in their running game with the best back in the country, who's doing something that, as you said, nobody's done in 40 years, they racked up yards on them. They got a couple big pop yards. And this is the thing, is that, you know, we can go and we could talk about the 12 carries that Ashton Jeanty had that were at 3 yards or less in that game. And that was really good by Oregon's defense. But the reality is that he popped one for 70 that kept him in a game after a turnover. He ended up having another big one that turned into points later on the drive on a first down. Explosive plays, especially, and Oregon fans will know this. Anybody that watched college football in the state of Oregon will know this. Chip Kelly's offense thrives on explosives and making you pay off of them. There is the element of they will lull you to sleep and then they will pop the big one. And then that is when the avalanche starts. That's how Chip always operates. Even if his offense isn't operating at a breakneck speed like the Blur did when he was a head coach at the University of Oregon, it is explosives lead to the avalanche coming down the mountain at you. Can Oregon limit those explosives? I think that's going to be the biggest thing defensively, outside of which defense can create the turnovers. It is which team limits the explosive plays, because we have seen both of these teams thrive when they get that big momentum swinging play and then they go for the jugular right after. That's going to be fun, man.
Just taking a look at, because I wanted to see where Sawyer ranks. Jack Sawyer, according to PFF, is one of the highest graded pass rushers in the country right now. It's an 86.1. He's got a nearly 20% win rate.
Geesh.
That means that man is influencing the quarterback once every five dropbacks.
He's really dang good, man.
That's a game breaker.
He really is, and he has been everything that they could have asked for and a little bit more up front. Ohio State's playing really good football right now.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com